This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Joining us is Christopher Borick, a professor of political science at Muhlenberg College and the director of their Institute of Public Opinion. Welcome back to WLVR, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Brad. It's great to be back on.
Over the weekend, you released the final Morning Call Muhlenberg College poll before Tuesday's election. Now, we spoke just over a week ago, and the headline was that in the presidential race, Biden maintained about a 7-point advantage over President Trump. So what's today's headline?
It's a 5-point advantage, which is largely the same. You know, in any poll, you have some sampling error. One thing that we've seen consistently throughout this election is a fairly close race. We came off a close race in 2016, and once again, it looks very competitive.
It's interesting. Of course, a journalist's temptation is to go with Biden lead shrinking, but a pollster's headline sounds more like consistency throughout the polling season leading up to this election.
Yeah, it is. It's a big difference between, you know, how polls are perhaps packaged sometimes and what they say. You know, everybody wants to see changing patterns, movement, things that might be moving. This fall, I haven't seen that much movement.
Do we see any changes in the races along congressional seats in Pennsylvania, speaking sort of broadly?
Yeah, we've seen a little bit of narrowing there. So we've asked generic questions. And Democrats have held a slight advantage throughout the fall. Again, you know, I think our latest stat is about 4. It's been as high as 7. They've held in these generic ballots that slight edge. And there are a number of very competitive races going on statewide, of course.
And their results may be as delayed as the national results, right? There's no reason to think we'll get congressional results before presidential results, is there?
What's interesting, it might be a little bit different because, no, we'll start with this. We're 67 counties in Pennsylvania. They all have their own system of releasing data. So it depends what counties are in that congressional district and how they're releasing and when they're releasing and when they're counting those early ballots. And voters in the state should be prepared for lack of clarity in lots of races simply because, again, we're counting ballots starting on election day at 7 a.m. of millions that have been cast early. It's a different process than counting them in the traditional way or in person. It's just going to be hard to get clarity.
And even though there were weeks of efforts to start the counting or start at least pre-canvassing those mail-in ballots before election day, they just met with no progress at all in Harrisburg.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, a little bit of, I think, a problem with this cycle. We hear lots of candidates calling for results to be presented on that day, that we need results on election day. At the same time, we've really restricted the counties from being able to produce results on election day, or at least make it very difficult for them by not allowing the pre-canvassing. And to me, that kind of is a weird scenario where you want results quickly, but you're not allowing them to be counted in a way that can produce quick results. That seems a little bit unfair and not reasonable, if you ask me, in terms of expectations.
I was on the air when I got a pop-up ad asking for voters who wished to change their mail-in votes that they had already cast. And this was clearly an effort, in this case, by the Trump side of the equation. Even though I know that you can't change your mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania.
There are rules in the state for voting. And anybody that's trying to confuse those rules is problematic. And it goes for kind of broader ways that we might be thinking about not counting ballots or throwing out ballots. Yeah, I wish I could say I was surprised by what you just told me, Brad, but I'm not.
You know, another was the son of a friend of mine who was getting repeated texts reminding him that his friends and family will be able to look up your voting record after the election. Now, that was said it was being sent by a pro-Biden super PAC, although I have not been able to confirm that. In this case, it's sort of a method of shaming people to the polls. Is that really what they're trying to do?
Yeah, I believe that's exactly what it's trying to do, to say, look, people will know that you didn't vote. It is a bit of shame or nudging, if you will. That's the proper word in the political psychology literature, to nudge people into action. You show them something that might make them want to do it. And that's what these efforts at least are claiming to do.
nudging. That's a new addition to my political vocabulary this year. Christopher Borick is the director of the Institute of Public Opinion at Muhlenberg College. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much, Brad. A good, safe election week to everybody.
Thank you. It's been a real enlightening time speaking with you as we head up to the election. You can find highlights of our election coverage at wlvr.org/election.